meeting open at 5:32. Just like to remind everyone that this meeting is being audio recorded. The Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to elders both past, present and emerging. The record of attendance is an apology, absentee from Councillor Mills. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time. In the gallery, we have Kerry Tapping and Susan Sinfield. Public question time. Anything from the gallery?
No.
No?
Not from me.
No? Okay. Thank you. Applications for leave of absence, we will pass on that. Confirmation of previous meeting minutes, we'll pass on that as well. Announcements by presiding persons, there are none at the moment. Announcements by elected members, we can none. Deputation, petitions, deputations, presentations, and submissions, yes, nil. Item 10.1, which is the Shire of Three Springs Audit and Risk Committee. It is the officer's recommendation, and we must know this by absolute majority, which we know all here, that council appoints Councillor Chris Lane as the presiding member of the Shire of Three Springs Audit and Risk Committee by section 1.5.121 of the Local Government Act 95 as a member of the Local Government Act 2024. Appoints Councillor Nadine Eber as the deputy presiding member of the Shire of Three Springs Audit and Risk Committee by saying, and notes that the membership of the Audit and Risk Committee remains unchanged and includes the following councillors, which is all of our elected members. Could I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Eber, thank you. CEO, would you like to just give a brief explanation as to why this is on the table?
Thank you, Madam President. Council, this is all part of the Local Government Act reform. The Local Government Amendment legislation came into play, and as a result of that, we now need to have a presiding member and a deputy presiding member. They have to be in place before the end of June, July. But however, after the election, the council here will need to be seeking an independent person to chair the Audit and Risk Committee. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, expression of interest for the chair, the independent person, will be going out in the next couple of months, and we have until after the next elections in October to fill that position, hopefully. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Can I have a show of hands to pass that motion? Day 6, thank you. Item 10.2 is the outbuildings local planning policy. So the officer's recommendation that council resolve pursuant to Schedule 2, Part 2, Division 2 of the deemed provisions of the Planning and Development of Planning Schemes Regulation 2015 to amend its outbuilding local planning policy subject to modifications as contained in Attachment 10.2. Can I have someone move that record, please? Councillor Connerton, thank you. Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor Connerton, comment?
That's pretty good. I'll keep it up to date and with all the other shires.
If there's no dissent, we'll pass that one at 6. Thank you. Item 10.3 is the 2025-2026 setting of the annual rate in the dollar. The officer's recommendation and council's decision is that council, in arriving at the proposed rate in dollar, have attempted to balance the needs of revenue to fund essential services and facilities with the desire to limit any increase in the ratepayers to affordable levels, acknowledge that it's reviewed its expenditure and considers efficiency measures as part of budget deliberations, authorise that the following proposed rate in dollar for differential rates be advised for 21 days as per LG. Local Government Act 1995. We will consult individually with GRV mining ratepayers, as the Academy has fewer than 30 ratepayers. Furthermore, subject to no submissions being received at the close of the submission period, staff are to proceed with seeking ministerial approval to allow for these rates to be adopted as part of the 25-26 budget adoption and adopt the objects and reasons for the 25-26 differential rate as presented, which came to you on a late attachment. The rates in the dollars are there. GRV for town, 12.7549 for the minimum of 750. GRV for mining, 239212 for the minimum of 750. UV for rural and Arano town site, 7964 cents, which is a decrease of 13.5%. And the UV mining, which is 6 cents and 08, which is zero change in the 550. That. Can someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor Enmore, thank you. Councillor Eva, would you like to speak to the motion?
I think we've come to some very fair values there. It's nice to be able to say that we've actually decreased some.
I just, there's a few bits that stuck out for me is the fact that the rural and Arano town UV has gone up 3 times its value in 7 years. So I don't know who the land valuer, what are they called? The Governor General?
Valuer General.
I don't know where he's getting his numbers from. But if only everything went up that same, our pays or our spare time. And in there is a list of efficiency measures, reviewing all of our costings or outgoings expenditure. What did I highlight there? No, nothing important. Oh, I was just going to remind that the only GRV mining is MRS Tapline, is our only one that we consult with. Okay. Moved, seconded. Can I have a show of hands to pass that motion, please? And that will be passed at 6Q. Item 11, motions for which previous notice has been given. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting. For elected members, it's nil. And for staff, it's nil. Questions by members, due notice given. Nil. Without notice, nil. And notice given, nil. Time and date of our next ordinary council meeting will be the 25th of June, 5:30. Confidential items, item 16. Officer's recommendation is that we go behind closed doors to discuss item 16, which is the appointment of the acting or temporary chief executive officer. So can I have someone move that we go behind? Thank you, Councillor Lighter. Behind doors, Councillor Eva, thank you. And we've noticed that we've passed at 6. Can I ask that we stop recording? So now welcome all back to the room. It is now 6:01. I'd like to confirm that the council endorsed the officer's recommendation appointing Deputy Chief Executive Officer Ms. Chris East to the temporary Chief Executive Officer role from the 12th of August for no more than 12 months, approves the remuneration package, authorises the Shire to execute the letter of engagement, and notes that the 25-26 budget will have an allocation of $30,000 for recruitment of a substantial CEO. Do you accept the position?
I do. Thank you.
Thank you,
Council.
Thank you. Well done. Okay, moving on, item number 17 is meeting closed. I declare the meeting closed at 6:03. Thank you very much for all of your attendings. Stop recording.